So the purpose of the Lord's Supper is to strengthen the faith of those who believe. That's one of many purposes, but that's the one that's mentioned here today. Notice also the statement is that you must be born again. Who said that? You must be born again. Jesus said it. To who? To Nicodemus, the teacher of Israel. And he said to him, unless you are born again, you can't even perceive. You can't comprehend. You cannot see the kingdom of God. And so, and notice again, that there is the effective work of the gospel. The Holy Spirit taking the gospel and taking dead people and raising them to life again. Praise God for that. And the question is, are you born again? Notice, it talks about the use of bread and wine or drink. These are the things that we normally use throughout the day, every day. What happens if you don't eat? Now, you can fast for a while. Some fasted as much as 40 days. Have you ever fasted? Have you ever gone on an extended fast? No? Yes? Anybody? Gone 21 days or so? No, maybe not that long, right? What's interesting about the body is you go on a fast, and at first, you're miserable. Oh, man, it hurts, right? And then there's a time where all of a sudden it stops hurting. And you have energy and you can go. And then a little while later, a few days later, whatever, all of a sudden your body starts crying for food again. And what it's saying is, if you don't feed me, I will start living off your organs and you will die. We must eat. Why? Because that's how God constructed us. We must drink. What happens if you don't drink water? How many days can you go without drinking water? 3 days and then you die? We need to eat. We need to drink. That's how God constructed us. And so God uses earthly or common bread to show us our need of Him. Our need of Jesus. Ultimately, that's what the Lord's Supper is. It takes natural elements and says, you need Jesus. You need to live. You need to feed on Jesus. Notice that statement. What does it mean to... He nourishes us and strengthens our spiritual life when we, what? We eat Him. Did you know that the early church, early believers were referred to as cannibals? The Romans referred to them because they heard that we ate the body and blood of Jesus, and so therefore we are cannibals. They didn't understand. No, we're eating bread and wine. Does that turn into the body and blood of Christ? Okay, where's the body and blood of Christ? He's in heaven. Notice, when they appropriate and receive Him by faith. Christ is our life. Christ is the reality that the bread and the wine point to. Christ is our life, and He is the one who sustains our life as well. And so if you want a summary of the sermon that I'm going to preach, is you need to say thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, and we're going to do so today.